Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I had just started reading three verses in Proverbs that describe an ungodly man. Let's begin the week with that thought today. Then listen to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. There he says, "But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Jesus Christ." You know, I've learned to keep that before my face. I really have. Look, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Don't be afraid of what they're doing. If you have this hope within you, you're ready to give an answer. They may speak evil of you. They may speak like you're the worst evildoer in the world. But they don't get it right in this life. If they get it right, they'll be ashamed of what they've done. But if they don't get it right in this life, when Jesus comes, we know by 1 John 2:28 that we've already covered, "And now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear," now that he says little children, he's talking to Christians, okay? "When he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." Okay, there's that word confidence again. We know. We trust. And so we make those things right, and we don't have to look ahead and wonder what's going to happen. We know that thing was made right, that thing was made clear, and we not only go to the person that we gossiped about and ran down and put them under, we go to the people that we gossiped to about it and let them know, "Hey, I was wrong." Now, that's hard. Again, that's swollen pride. But isn't being right with God better than holding on to your pride? Now, busybodies, gossips, slanderers, discord sowers, they can lie and speak against you. But don't allow their error or their hatred trouble you. You just maintain a good conscience towards God. That's what's important. I want you to listen to these three passages from the book of Proverbs. Now, we like to say from the book of wisdom. You say the book of wisdom, everybody knows you're talking about Proverbs. So let me give you three passages from the book of wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27, "An ungodly man diggeth up evil." Now, let me just stop there. What kind of a man digs up evil? An ungodly man. Now, he might be religious. He might be a part of your church. But digging up evil is not godlike, okay? That is ungodlike. So, an ungodly man diggeth up evil. "And in his lips there is a burning fire." That is the condemnation of brethren. Now look, I've been in the ministry now for over 40 years, and I found it interesting that now with the new things that we have today on the horizon, there was MySpace for a while, then there was something else, and now there's Facebook, and now that's getting old. There's something else, something else, something else. And it just continues to change because that's how you make money. But nonetheless, there are people that have gone back 3, 4, 5 years and digging Facebook to find some kind of bad stuff on somebody. And so they'll dig into Facebook and they'll find it, and then they'll spread it everywhere. And most of the time, they don't go to the individual that they first heard about. Instead, they're just digging up evil. And they go talk about it. You see, that's an ungodly man, and in his lips, there's a burning fire. And I say ungodly man, it's an ungodly woman, too, that does that. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6 is the second passage. A fool's lips enter contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. Okay, the contention's already there. The fool. Now, if God calls you a fool, you're a fool. There's a problem. It doesn't really pertain to you, but you hear something, and you enter into it, and your mouth calls for strokes. I want my pound of flesh out of this thing. God just says, you're a fool. You're a fool. And as I said earlier, you're depriving some village of an idiot. Now look, a man that calleth for strokes, slips into his guy says, we need to get rid of that Sunday school teacher. We need to get rid of that youth director. We need to get rid of that member of the church. We need to get rid of that pastor. We need to get rid of that person. And it had nothing to do with them. They just heard some things said, and they got in and gave in their 2 cents. They enter into the contention, and then they want to be noticed because what they have to say is always important. Their mouth calleth for strokes. When you read 7 things that are an abomination to God in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, we're not going to read those here. But just remember, when he says sowing discord among the brethren, that is talking about gossip. And so God says, you're abominable. Now you say, well, big deal. Well, if I said big deal, if you said something about homosexuality, how you're against it, and that's not a big deal with homosexuality, you'd be ready to run me off, turn off this radio. But he uses the same word abomination for homosexuality as he does for sowing discord or gossip among brethren. That's the level in God's sight. Now, let me tell you right now, I'm being straightforward honest with you. Gossip, in my eyes, is not on the level of abomination that homosexuality is. Okay? But I'm not holy. God is. God is all holy. And he views that as abominable. Now, in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9, we have another verse here. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. Okay. Many times, these people, they think they're spiritual. They really think they're spiritual. And so, if they find out something on somebody, they're going to go around and they're going to repeat it to others. They really seek love. Then they're going to seek for that person to have repentance. They're going to go to that person. They're going to pray for that person to try to get all sides of it before they ever go to anybody else, if they go to anybody else. If it calls for church discipline, then yeah, you'd go to the pastor. But until then, don't be going to other people, because that just says that, well, I'm not saying it, but God said, you're a fool. So, means you love transgressions. That's what he says. He that covereth the transgression seeketh love. So, you will go straight. You don't love. You lack love. And you love transgression. And you separate people. Not over doctrine, over gossip. And yet, many of these people, they're in the church, they'll think that they are very spiritual. But you know what? I found that over the years, and again, when you're in 40 years of full-time ministry, you see things. Many times, these people, at one time, went to visitation. They would go to the altar, whether it was to pray for something about in their life, or seeking the will of God, or praying for a lost soul. But I mean, they'd use that altar. And you had, like us, now we have, as I said earlier, a 9:20 men's prayer meeting in the morning. They'd be to that. Sometimes we have our 7 o'clock on Monday night prayer for men, just to pray for revival for our country. We have a Bible and breakfast at 6 o'clock on Tuesday mornings. Our ladies, during the school year, will have a ladies' Bible study. These people used to go to those things, and they don't go. They used to go to visitation. Now they don't go. They're not at the prayer times. They're not at other things for ministry. Now, some of them are eventually out the door, and others, they stay so that they can spread more gossip and do more damage to the cause of Christ, and they don't know it. Usually, they're, again, as I said, they don't realize how foolish that is and how immature that is in God's sight. It's so unloving. And so, they used to do those things, and yet they feel completely just in all their anger, their gossip, and everything else towards those that are trying to serve the Lord. So I'm saying that just to say this, is that yes, those kind are out there. You'll go crazy if you focus on them. Keep your focus on Jesus Christ. Keep your focus on His Word. I was reading here recently Micah chapter 7 and verse 7. Boy, I tell you what, you read those first 7 verses. Wow. I mean, listen, he says, the good man has perished out of the earth. There's none upright among them. They lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man for his brother. Now, this is a prophetic passage, but listen to the words here. That they may do evil with both hands earnestly. Do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh and the judge asketh for the reward. That is a bribe. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them has a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. I mean, the apostle Paul had a thorn in the side, the messenger of Satan. It's a hedge of those thorns. The day of thy watchmen, those are supposed to be watching against this sin, and all that's trying to enter in. And thy visitation cometh. Now shall there be perplexity. There shall be their perplexity, as a matter of fact. In other words, perplexity is the idea there in the scripture of a great problem with no solution, no way out. And so, he says, with perplexity. And then he goes on, trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. In other words, even from your wife. You can't trust anybody now. When it gets out, watch what you say around people. You know, don't just say what's on your heart and mind.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.